안녕하세요. 코리아 헤럴드 팟캐스트에 오신 것을 환영합니다. 저는 이번 주 진행을 맡은 최정윤 기자입니다. Hello everyone. Welcome to the Korea Herald podcast. And today we have our copy editor Brawley joining us.
Hey everybody.
Okay. 오늘 저희가 준비한 기사가 두 개 있는데요. 첫 번째 기사는 요즘 전 세계에서 핫한 오징어 게임, 영어로는 스퀴드 게임이랑 관련이 있는 건데요. 넷플릭스와 디즈니 플러스가 뭔가 공격적으로 콘텐츠 경쟁에 뛰어들면서 국내 스트리밍 플랫폼이 구독자를 끌어들이기 위해 고군분투하고 있다는 그런 기사입니다. Brawley will start us off by reading the first article.
Global Netflix hit Squid Game signals new round of streaming competition. Hong Dong-hyuk, the director of Squid Game, is now enjoying the euphoria that the winning teams in the childhood games must have felt. The 9-episode Korean thriller, released September 17th, has soared to the number one slot on Netflix's global TV show list. The buzz generated by one Korean series after another on Netflix is telling. The streaming service has played an unparalleled role in bringing K-content to a wider range of audiences around the world. Netflix's total subscriber base worldwide is estimated at 209 million. The number of Korean subscribers was 9.1 million as of July. Well-made Korean dramas and films on Netflix could lead to an exponential growth of viewers across the globe, bringing in sizable profits that could in turn attract more talent from the domestic film and drama production industries. While Netflix and Disney Plus will compete with their rich content pool, Korean streaming operators are under pressure to devise new strategies to retain subscribers and diversify their content.
Thank you, Brawley. Have you actually seen this Squid Game?
I did over the weekend. I watched the first two episodes because everyone seems to be talking about it.
How did you like it?
I think it's really extremely well made, and especially the first episode is really, it really draws you in. They do a great job of building up the characters, and the twist at the end of the first episode is really like, oh, I need to see what's going to happen next.
Yes. That's like the typical Korean drama, right?
Yeah,
like
exactly.
You have to see the next episode. So I saw like TikTok making 달고나 is like going so viral. And I think it's very interesting that like the world is like curious about the Korean traditional games.
Yeah, I think so too. I think that every culture around the world has childhood games that they play. Some of them are very distinct and some of them are very similar. The first game that they play in America, we call it Red Light, Green Light.
Oh, really?
It's a very common game many kids play.
Okay.
So I think every culture has variations of a lot of these games that we see. So yeah, I think it's more relatable than you might think.
Yeah. So 기사 내용은 이제 이런 넷플릭스 해외 플랫폼이 여러 드라마들을 가지고 오면서 실제로 뭐 웨이브나 아니면 한국에서 갖고 있는 국내 스트리밍 플랫폼이 좀 어려움을 겪고 있다는 내용이었습니다. So let's look at a first sentence. Here in the sentence we have this vocabulary euphoria.
Euphoria is like pure joy or pure happiness, the highest state of happy excitement that you can be.
Mm-hmm. So after euphoria, there is euphoria that the winning teams in the childhood game must have felt. 그러니까 어린 시절 추억의 게임을 이긴 어떤 팀들이 느꼈을 그러한 행복감을 현재 오징어 게임 감독인 황동혁이 느끼고 있다는 겁니다. The 9-episode Korean thriller released September 17th has soared. Soared?
Yeah, soar. Typically, we see this word soaring with like a bird flying. A bird is soaring in the air. Soaring is anything just rising up very quickly and doing it successfully. So this is soared to number one.
그러면 여기 number one 뒤에 있는 slot은 무슨 의미일까요?
The slot is just a position. You could also use ranking or place on a list. A slot is just one of the points on the list.
In the next sentence, we have buzz generated. Can you explain the two terms?
Yeah, generated is to start, to be created, to be made. And buzz is just a word that we use to describe the noise or the talk, the excitement in this case. So the buzz generated, the excitement that is created by this Korean series.
그럼 넷플릭스에서 이제 한국 시리즈가 연이어 반영되면서 만들어진 어떤 화제가 is telling the streaming service has played an unparalleled role. What is this meaning, Brawley?
Unparalleled, in this case, it means kind of like unmatched. There's no one else that's doing what they're doing. And in this case, Netflix has played a role that no one else is doing in this world of streaming services. They unparalleled, no one else can match their job in bringing K-content to a wider audience.
그럼 여기서 이제 unparalleled는 뭔가 비교할 데가 없는, 비할 데 없는, 견줄 데 없는 이런 뜻으로 이해하시면 되겠습니다. 그러니까 이제 스트리밍 서비스가 이제 K-콘텐츠가 한국에서만 머물렀던 그런 콘텐츠를 전 세계 더 많은 시청자들한테 제공하는 데 있어 뭔가 타이 추종을 불허하는 역할을 해왔다라고 해석하시면 되시겠습니다.
Next sentence. They have seen an exponential growth. Could lead to an exponential growth. Can we look at this word?
Yeah, exponential growth is just growth on top of growth. So it's this really large and fast rising, and it's talking exponential is like multiplying multiples. It's just going over and over, growing at such a fast and rapid pace.
그럼 이 문장에서는 이제 넷플릭스에서 잘 만들어진 한국 드라마와 영화들이 전 세계 시청자들의 기하급수적인 성장을 이끌 수 있다라고 나오는 내용이고요. 뒤에 bringing insizable profits that could in turn attract more talent from domestic film and drama production industries. Sizable?
Sizable is just another way of saying large. In this case, it's bringing in large profits.
Large profits. Mm-hmm. 상당한 크기의 어떤 수익을 가져올 수 있다라는 내용입니다.
The last sentence for the first article. While Netflix and Disney Plus will compete with their rich content pool, Korean streaming operators are under pressure. Under pressure?
Under pressure, just kind of feeling the pressure, feeling the need to do something.
Mm-hmm. 뭔가 pressure가 뭐 스트레스라고도 해석할 수 있을 것 같은데요. 스트레스를 받거나 혹은 압박감을 느끼고 있다라는 내용이고요.
They are under pressure to devise new strategies.
Mm-hmm. Devise is a word that we could use to talk about coming up with, creating, making something new.
Mm-hmm. 여기서는 strategies니까 전략을 뭔가 만들어내는데 압박을 느끼고 있다는 거죠. 그럼 어떠한 전략일까요?
To retain subscribers and diversify their content.
Mm-hmm.
Retain?
Yes, retain is to keep.
Mm-hmm. So, maintaining subscribers.
Keeping, holding, yes, these kinds of words are all synonyms.
Mm-hmm. 그러면 이제 현재 가입되어 있는 구독자들을 유지하고 또 콘텐츠를 다양화하기 위한 전략들을 고안해내는데 압박감을 느끼고 있다, 이런 내용이었습니다.
Okay, so that was our first article. To wrap it up, Brawley, please read the article again.
Okay. Global Netflix hit Squid Game signals new round of streaming competition. Hwang Dong-hyuk, the director of Squid Game, is now enjoying the euphoria that the winning teams in the childhood games must have felt. The 9-episode Korean thriller, released September 17th, has soared to the number one slot on Netflix's global TV show list. The buzz generated by one Korean series after another on Netflix is telling. The streaming service has played an unparalleled role in bringing K-content to a wider range of audiences around the world. Netflix's total subscriber base worldwide is estimated at 209 million. The number of Korean subscribers was 9.1 million as of July. Well-made Korean dramas and films on Netflix could lead to an exponential growth of viewers across the globe, bringing in sizable profits that could in turn attract more talent from the domestic film and drama production industries. While Netflix and Disney Plus will compete with their rich content pool, Korean streaming operators are under pressure to devise new strategies to retain subscribers and diversify their content.
Okay, so we move on to our second article. 두 번째 기사는 이제 문재인 대통령이 개고기 식용 금지를 검토하겠다는 입장을 내놓으면서 국내에서 혹은 또 해외에서 수년간 팽팽하게 대립해온 논란이 다시 일고 있다는 기사입니다.
Let's look at this with Brawley reading us the article first.
Time to review banning dog meat. Moon. President Moon Jae-in on Monday stressed the need for discussions about a ban on dog meat, renewing a decades-old dispute here over the slaughter of animals, especially dogs, for food. Hasn't the time come to prudently consider prohibiting dog meat consumption? The president asked Prime Minister Kim Boo-gyum during their weekly meeting, according to his spokesperson Park Kyung-mi. Moon made the comments after he was briefed on the government's new measures to protect abandoned animals, including upgrading a registration system and inspecting all animal protection centers to check for abuse or neglect. His shift in stance may come with a change in public sentiment in recent years amid a surge in the number of households with pet dogs or cats. According to the Agriculture Ministry, the number has almost tripled from 2.57 million in 2015 to 6.38 million in 2020. During the same period, demand for dog meat has been drastically reduced, with the country's three biggest dog meat markets having shut down.
Thank you. This is a very sensitive issue.
It is.
In South Korea and around the world.
It definitely is a very sensitive issue.
I think this issue is sensitive mm-hmm. because there are definitely industries, people living off by this industry here in South Korea. And this was like, not casual, but something people had to eat like in the past with
there's definitely a tradition of eating mm-hmm. Dog meat during certain times of the year, during mm-hmm. certain holidays here. And it has never been fully widespread across the whole country. It's been mm-hmm. very specific times, very specific areas and regions of the country as well. And as the article touches on, in recent years, and maybe even recent decades, demand has really drastically dropped for dog meat, and the market is growing smaller and smaller as the years go on. As you said, it has been a controversial issue for a long time, both within Korea, a lot of people mm-hmm. having conversations. It's kind of a generational issue.
Mm-hmm.
Older generations have some views, younger generations have other views about it. And as you said, also globally, some people have expressed their feelings about Korea's attitudes or traditions of eating dog meat as well. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's where the hard part comes from, mm-hmm. like respecting other culture, but at the same time, like feeling if it's right or not.
Right, exactly. And it's fair to have those conversations. Mm-hmm. I think it's totally fair to have them, but have to make sure we do it respectfully. And mm-hmm. also, these conversations are happening within Korea, too.
Yeah,
it's people. There's conflict within, as mm-hmm. the president is touching on. There's conflict and conversations happening here, too.
Yeah. So, 이게 만약에 이제 추진이 된다면 사상 최초로 어떤 정부 차원에서 개 사육 및 도축, 개고기 유통을 금지하는 게 법제화되는 셈인데요. 첫 번째 문장을 한번 같이 살펴보도록 하겠습니다. We usually see stress as like a noun, but here it's used as a verb. What is 문재인 stressed the need for discussions mean?
Yeah, when it's used as a verb, stressed means kind of like highlighted, or mm-hmm. he made it a point to say. He really wanted to make sure that this was important to him, so he stressed this mm-hmm. topic, this point, and that's how we use it as a verb.
그러면 문장에서는 이제 문재인 대통령이 월요일에 개고기 금지에 대한 논의의 필요성을 강조하면서 라고 해석하시면 될 것 같습니다. 식용으로 동물, 특히 개를 도살하는 것에 대한 어떤 dispute here over the slaughter of animals, especially dogs or food, 에 대한 것을 renew했다라고 말하는데 재개했다라고 해석하시면 되는데요. 여기서의 dispute는 무슨 뜻일까요?
Dispute means like an argument or a debate mm-hmm. that we have.
Okay. Slaughter of animals?
Mm-hmm. Slaughter is the killing of something. Typically, we use it for killing an animal for their meat. Slaughter.
Mm-hmm. Is this a noun and a verb?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say, it's a noun or a verb. Probably more commonly heard as a verb.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you can use, to take an animal to slaughter, mm-hmm. which means you're going to kill them for their meat.
동물, 특히 개를 도살하는 것에 대한 어떤 논쟁을 제기했다라고 이해하시면 될 것 같습니다.
Here's the quote from Moon. Hasn't the time come to prudently consider prohibiting dog meat consumption? Prudently?
Prudently is kind of making sure that we're thinking about it carefully and we're thinking about it with evidence, with a mission.
Prohibit.
Yeah, prohibit is to stop or to end.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Is it also ban?
Yep, to ban something.
Okay, so meat consumption은 이제 소비를 얘기하는 거죠. 그래서 개고기 섭취, 개고기 소비를 금지하는 그러한 것을 신중히 검토할 때가 되지 않았느냐는 내용이었습니다.
The third sentence, Moon made the comments after he was briefed on the government's new measures to protect abandoned animals. Abandoned?
Abandoned is a word that we use to describe something that has been left alone.
Mm-hmm.
So in the case of an abandoned animal, the animal doesn't belong to anyone, mm-hmm. And maybe it's the animal's parents are no longer with it, or humans that were taking care of it are no longer with it as well.
그럼 여기서의 abandoned animals는 유기동물이라고 해석하면 될 것 같습니다.
But when we use abandon as a verb, mm-hmm. What can we put after the abandon other than animals? Can we put like trash?
Yeah, you can abandon anything you leave mm-hmm. alone or you separate yourself from. Mm-hmm. So you can abandon your car. Mm-hmm. You can abandon a child. Mm-hmm. You can abandon a house.
Mm-hmm.
A house that's been abandoned, there's no one living there, there's no mm-hmm. one taking care of it. So abandon really is there's no one to take care of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It is no one is caring for it. Mm-hmm. So whether that's a living thing, like an mm-hmm. animal or a child, or a house or a car or a building, an abandoned building.
Where there's no one.
Right. And okay. So sometimes in stories we'll talk about abandoned buildings are haunted. There's a ghost who lives there, right? So no yeah. one is taking care of it. No one's watching over something.
Okay. 여기서는 이제 버리다, 유기하다 이렇게 해석하시면 되겠습니다.
Including upgrading a registration system and inspecting all animal protection centers. Inspect.
To inspect is to carefully visit and look and check to make sure it is following protocol and all safety measures are being met, etc.
So you actually have to go there, right?
Yes, an inspection is someone comes and looks at whatever is being inspected.
Mm-hmm. 뭔가 모니터를 하기 위해 직접 가야 하는.
Right, and in this case we're talking about something big, but also you can talk about, for example, maybe in the military, mm-hmm. Someone might come to inspect your room to make sure mm-hmm. it's clean and orderly, mm-hmm. or maybe even your mom or dad might come inspect your backpack to make sure you have everything you need for school. Mm-hmm. So an inspection is someone coming to check something to make sure it is orderly or following the rules.
Mm-hmm. 한국말로는 점검하다 혹은 사찰하다라고 이해하시면 될 것 같습니다. 그러면 이렇게 동물보호센터를 점검한다고 하는데요. 뭐 하기 위해서?
To check for abuse or neglect. Can you explain the two words, Brawley?
Yeah, well, abuse is inflicting any kind of injury or abuse is mm-hmm. hitting or hurting someone.
Mm-hmm.
Neglect is not is similar to abandon, not taking care of something. To neglect it is to not do your responsibility as a caretaker of. So if a child has been neglected, maybe a parent might not be feeding it mm-hmm. or not be bathing their child or mm-hmm. something like that. If you are neglecting your plant, you're mm-hmm. not watering it or putting mm-hmm. it, giving it enough sunshine. If you're neglecting your responsibilities, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. So
yeah.
I started off with a really serious example, but you can neglect anything that you're supposed to do. If mm-hmm. you're not doing it, it is neglect. Mm-hmm.
뭔가 이렇게 방치하고 도외시하는 그런 뜻이고요. 명사랑 동사 두 개로도 쓰일 수 있습니다. 그래서 여기서는 이제 학대나 방치 여부를 확인하기 위해 모든 동물보호센터를 점검하는 그런 것을 주문했다라는 이야기였습니다.
Last sentence of the articles for today. His shift in stance may come with a change in public sentiment in recent years. Public sentiment is like a combination of words that are often used together.
Yeah, actually, and on this podcast, it comes up quite often. Public sentiment is the feeling of the people.
Mm-hmm. 어떤 대국민 정서 혹은 대중의 정서를 얘기하는데요. 이제 문 대통령의 입장 변화가 최근 in recent years 어떤 대중의 변화에 대중의 정서가 변한 것에 따라 만들어진 발언이다라는 얘긴데요. Amid a surge in the number of households with pet dogs or cats. 최근 몇 년 동안 이제 애완견이나 고양이를 기르는 가정이 급증하는 가운데 이런 게 대중의 감정 변화를 가져왔다라는 이야기입니다.
According to the Agriculture Ministry, the numbers has almost tripled from 2.57 million in 2015 to 6.38 million in 2020. So a lot of people are raising dogs and cats. And during the same period, demand for dog meat has been drastically reduced. Drastically?
Yep, drastically is very quickly, very large, and drastic kind of looks like the word dramatic. Mm-hmm. It's been quick and impressive. Mm-hmm. In this case, it's been drastically reduced. The number has fallen very quickly.
So if we put drastically reduced together, it's opposite meaning to exponential growth.
Exactly,
that we
very
learned
much.
Today. 이렇게 사람들이 개와 고양이를 기르는 게 늘어나는 동안 실제로 개 고기를 소비하는 혹은 이거에 대한 요구가 급격하게 줄었다라고 해석하시면 될 것 같습니다. Can we wrap up by reading the article again, Brawley?
Sure. Time to review banning dog meat. Moon. President Moon Jae-in on Monday stressed the need for discussions about a ban on dog meat, renewing a decades-old dispute here over the slaughter of animals, especially dogs, for food. Hasn't the time come to prudently consider prohibiting dog meat consumption? The president asked Prime Minister Kim Boo-gyeom during their weekly meeting, according to his spokesperson Park Kyung-mi. Moon made the comments after he was briefed on the government's new measures to protect abandoned animals, including upgrading a registration system and inspecting all animal protection centers to check for abuse or neglect. His shift in stance may come with a change in public sentiment in recent years amid a surge in the number of households with pet dogs or cats. According to the Agriculture Ministry, the number has almost tripled from 2.57 million in 2015 to 6.38 million in 2020. During the same period, demand for dog meat has been drastically reduced, with the country's three biggest dog meat markets having shut down.
오늘은 이제 재밌는 주제 두 개를 가지고 이야기를 해봤는데요. 다음에도 더 재밌는 주제와 뜻깊은 어떤 vocabulary를 들고 오도록 하겠습니다. Thank you, Brawley.
Thank you very much, and thanks for listening.
See you again.